This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June 5. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33. It says there, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." End of quote. Earlier Daily Insights taught us how we can get peace with God. We get peace with God as a result of our right standing with God. Many people in this world and all the religions of this world say we can stand right with God by our good works. Bible says no human being can stand right with God by their works and efforts, because all fell and all are sinners without exception in the sight of the Holy God. You see, we stand right with God by the act of God, and that is called the justification of God. In other words, God declares you justified, error-free from all your sins and wrongdoings by His act, not by any of our actions or works. We also learned we stand right with God and possess peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, because God placed all our sins on Jesus and He died, buried, and rose again for all of our sins. Now, those who would come to Christ and accept Him as the Savior, God freely grants right standing with God, and consequently, they have peace with God. Romans 8:33 says in the Bible, "No one, for God Himself has given us right standing with Himself." End of quote. It is a rock foundation. A believer in Jesus Christ has peace with God. We will never need to worry about our right relationship with God if you are in Christ Jesus. It is like a parent-child relationship in a family. You become the child of God when you accept Christ as your Savior. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. No one can alter a parent-child strong relationship. The parent-child relationship is secure and set in stone no matter what happens. Likewise, our relationship with God locked in tight by God's act of justification through Jesus Christ. Beloved, but here is where the rubber meets the road. Even though our relationship with God and our future security in God and our peace with God are settled forever in solid rock condition, Jesus said, "We live in this world, and so we will have trouble." We know the problems come in different shapes and styles: health issues, financial issues, relationship issues, enemy issues, etc. We already have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Now, how can we get the peace of God in those times of difficulties? Jesus said in those difficult times, He said in our today's insight, "In me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." End of quote. The secret to the peace of God in the day-to-day life is found in Christ Jesus, because He said in Him you will find peace, even though in the world you have various troubles. Then Jesus takes, "Take this to your heart. He has overcome the world." It tells us because Jesus had overcome all the troubles of this world, He will help you to overcome your troubles when you trust Him and pray to Him. When we take our troubles to Him in prayer, something supernatural happens. What is that? The Bible says the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. End of quote. What else we need? The most coveted thing in the midst of trials and sufferings and troubles is the peace of God in our heart. We need divine, supernatural peace in the minds and hearts when we faced with the trials, problems, and calamities, don't we? Bible says God will guard your hearts and minds with the peace that transcends all human understanding in the person of Jesus Christ. You see, our right standing with God, our peace, And all our blessings come in and through Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Savior of the whole world. Beloved God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, thank you for the peace with God that you granted me, that I can stand in your holy presence because of the work of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again in my place for my sins and mistakes. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. Please grant me the peace that transcends all human understanding, even in the midst of my problems. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the grace, love, and the presence of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.